Then it got to Legacy, and it got even worse. And that's when I was like, oh my God, I'm gonna hate this album. I'm gonna hate this album.
That shit was terrible.
I'm so sad.
This is my legacy.
Legacy. Yeah, that shit was fucking terrible.
Oh, God, so bad.
You like that shit? You like that?
Yeah, you like that fluffy bullshit.
You like that hook, man?
This is my legacy. This is my legacy.
Tell me gonna be.
With a game controller in his hand. This is my legacy.
Yep. Then in hip hop, album review, Eminem, Marshall Mathers LP 2. At first listen, man, I honestly have to say I was disappointed with this album. And me and C-Town, we was going back and forth. I remember by third track, he was like, yo, what song you say you didn't like? What, Rhyme or Reason? Oh, you tripping. I looked at him, man, this nigga, man, he just an Eminem stan. But yo, I can't front, man, I was wrong than a motherfucker. I was wrong. First listen, nothing caught my ear. Nothing at all caught my ear like that. In my opinion, this is one of Eminem's best projects. And I feel like I don't know if he'll ever live up to the stardom and the success that he initially got. Because when I listened to all of the old projects, I really got it right at first, and I didn't get it with this one. And the production didn't stand out to me first listen. But man, like I said, going back, it just caught me. And I think that Eminem is one of them guys that everybody you talk to that works with Eminem says that he's always so hands-on. He's a perfectionist down to everything. You know what I'm saying? And you can tell on this, once I really started digging in, I could tell. And especially the way he started off the project with Bad Guy. He started it off with Stan's brother killing Eminem for revenge. So it's like he tied in Marshall Mathers 1 with this one. So I thought it was a great way to start off the album. I didn't like Rhyme or Reason when I first heard it. I didn't like the remake of that song. God damn, when I listened to the lyrics, Mike, you was right, man. I can't even front. When he said, I had to write this down. Maybe I'm bananas, that's why I appeal to all walks of life. His wordplay on this whole project was crazy. The entire project, man, damn near beginning to end, there were some tracks on there I really didn't like, but one that I really, really, really loved, and mainly because of the production, it just had me head snapping. The beat on Survival, that clap.
Like that song?
Well, I love that song. I love Survival. I would have to say Legacy is really dope too. I like Legacy. What the fuck is up, Mike?
God damn, man.
Go ahead, man.
No, I'm not going right now.
Why?
I'll just say real quick, you picked the two songs that I fucking hate. Holy shit, no.
Why
that song
like
is fucking garbage.
Tripping,
this is my legacy.
You sing all of the hooks, but you ain't saying nothing about Eminem's rap.
Because the verses weren't anything special on either one of those songs.
So you didn't like how it sounded.
Survival
like
sounded like a fucking a recovery leftover.
Alright, look, nigga, we talking about Legacy right now. So
Legacy sounded like a recovery leftover too.
Man, you tripping. You tripping.
Okay, I done fell and bumped my head and woke up in a world where rap sucks.
Exactly.
Those two songs were terrible.
Like, going into this album, you know, I didn't really have any expectations. I was kind of like T.I. Like, when I was like, okay, this is where I want Eminem to kind of prove, like, yo, I'm gonna show y'all motherfuckers why I'm one of the best, you know, MCs in the game. I was hoping he was gonna do that with his project. I was a little bit let down because of that, because I don't think he really proved. Because M can rap his ass off, and he showed me that when he did the project with Royce, Bad Music Boy. You know, I think what 3 out of 4 of us, you know, really enjoyed that project because M was rapping his ass off. M was fucking spitting and shit, and there wasn't no damn corny hooks on this. It was some terrible hooks on this project, man. Like.
Asshole, you didn't.
Asshole, like was
asshole?
Good though. I like.
Was good.
Asshole was good. I didn't care for the hook either.
I didn't like the Berserk hook, and I love Berserk.
I ain't like Berserk. I did not like Berserk. I didn't like Berserk. I like Rap God. I didn't like Berserk. I agree with Mike. I fucking hated Survival. I thought that shit was so uninspired and so terrible. It was. I love Evil Twin. Evil Twin. I love that joint. That was a good way to finish the album, man. The way he finished with Evil Twin. You know,
I feel like he started it good and he ended it.
Yeah, because when he was bad guy. I like how he took like how he was Stan's younger brother, kind of like you know from the of course. It was kind of like a sequel almost.
I'm kind of
and he pulled it out pretty good. You know, I was like, okay, damn, he that's why I was thinking like, okay, this about to be pretty good, because I'm thinking like, okay, you got to prove yourself with this shit. And Rhyme and Reason, I love that shit. That's another track I love. I didn't care for the hook though. I didn't care for the hook, but I love for Rhyme and Reason. But I love the verses though.
The rhyme was dope. I mean the
song.
The hook was dope.
You did. I ain't care.
How did Rhyme and Reason go?
It's the old zombie sample. It's
It was dope. I just didn't. Yeah, I didn't really care
about
for that.
Brainless.
So Brainless was cool though.
I like the hook, this shit was bad, man. Legacy was bad so far.
I didn't like
I'm
so far
what's going on here, but go ahead, B. Go ahead. Oh, yeah. I see what's going on right now though.
Oh yeah, so far wasn't that good as far as the hook, you know. I'm like, man, then that what's that stronger than I was? What the hell? Was that like some what the fuck was that? like really, you go on for 3 minutes? You're going for 3 minutes though.
I don't know what that was, and I've yet to quite figure it out, other than Eminem just trying to do something a little bit different.
But
props for your effort. But I mean
effort making a
shitty song, yes.
Though at least he tried something different. I'm not saying it worked, but
yes.
Yeah, but I mean, you know, that was probably that one caught me off guard the most, because it just came out of nowhere. You know what I'm saying? With him, like you said, singing for about 3 minutes or so. It's like, okay, wait a second.
And then the verses.
Yeah.
Yeah. And then it went to I didn't listen to the Rihanna song. When he leaked it, officially leaked, yeah, I didn't listen. I'm just going to wait, because at that point, after I heard Rap God, I was like, I'm not going to listen to nothing else that he releases, because I think he released the Kendrick song and then the Rihanna song, whatever. And
the Kendrick release when it leaked, right?
Yeah, that was leaked.
I think they both.
Right, but that monster shit, like, that sound like a damn Flo Rida leftover song.
When I saw the title of the track and I saw M had Kendrick on the track, I thought it was just gonna be a rappity rap track.
Okay.
And I thought the way that they spun it into something completely different, it gave Kendrick a chance to do something that he doesn't ever do.
Yep.
Like, when have you heard Kendrick rap like that?
Never.
Never. Not like that. I mean, think about it. Like, the shit that he was talking about and just being silly and stupid.
Oh, yeah, the content. Wow.
Yeah, that's what I mean. Just being stupid and silly and goofy. Yeah. And then you have M doing the same thing. I thought that track was cool.
I'm not saying I dislike it.
Right.
I just still think I wanted something else. I mean, I honestly wanted something else.
I'll be honest.
The production on that song sucked.
You know what I'm saying?
The production was terrible.
Right. That's what I'm.
The song itself.
No, the song itself, the concept, I feel like if it was behind a different type of beat, I would have loved it more. Put it like that. You feel what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And that's all I'm saying.
I think the whole thing, I think it even kind of fit the beat just with everything that they were doing.
It did fit the beat. Yeah. The song worked. Don't get me wrong. The song worked.
You just wanted to hear something completely different.
They sampled it too plainly.
Right.
They could have taken that sample and flipped it into a better beat. They didn't take a risk with that. They just threw it over the song.
Right. Production at all.
The song really wasn't much different.
I like what Eminem did with this album. I think it's like almost... like it's all of Eminem albums to me merged into one. You know what I'm saying? Granted, I don't think it's necessarily a sequel, but I think it's Eminem saying, hey, I'm gonna give you some Slim Shady shit, I'm gonna give you some Marshall Mathers shit, and then I'm gonna kind of give you some recovery shit, Legacy, Survival, and I'm gonna throw it all into one. This is where I'm at in my career, and this is what I can do, because I have done it. Some of the songs, like A Monster, will work because he's done it before and he's been successful. Love the Way You Lie, whether people like it or not, but it has a certain pop accessibility to it that's gonna work and smash, I think, on the radio. Yeah, you know, so people, the pure hip-hop heads, they're not gonna like it. That's fine. There's other stuff on here that you can like Bad Guy. B, you're absolutely right. The way he just came in, just a regular, just calm guy, and then he just kind of built up. Like, his entrance into that song, I thought was just dope. And then he just kind of built it over time into this rage, and then it hit that climax. He just went the fuck off. You know what I'm saying? So I think that he gave all of his fans to me, like, a little bit of everything that they've liked. So if you like some recovery shit is on here. If you don't like recovery shit, then, you know,
Listen to some Slim Shady shit.
So you like the hooks and stuff? So that didn't bother you? None of the hooks bothered you?
The hooks didn't really bother me that much.
Really?
The hooks didn't really bother me. There was some.
Bothered you?
I'm not. I mean, of course, like Survival, I don't think was some of the best hooks in the world. I'm not saying they're the best hooks in the world, but I don't think the hooks, other than I didn't like the asshole hook, but the hooks, man, I'm not holding. The hooks don't have that much weight to me when it comes to the song. So.
Y'all niggas tripping. Y'all niggas are tripping.
About what?
Y'all tripping.
There's like maybe three bad hooks on this whole shit.
Dog, no. This is a lot of terrible.
Y'all tripping. Y'all tripping.
I'm not.
Maybe I got the leaked version.
I'm not vouching for the hooks at all.
But I'm just saying. No, you just like all that fucking fluffy ass singing bullshit with these chicks.
Yeah,
you like that fucking poppy, fluffy, happy girl singing shit. And that's the shit that I think fucking ruined this album. If he had better hooks, or if he sung
better
the hooks
vocalist
himself,
or better vocalist himself,
or just get Skylar. Skylar did a great job with Asshole. But these other chicks, whoever the fuck was on Legacy, terrible. Rihanna on Monster,
I agree.
Terrible.
I agree.
Whoever the fuck that was on Survival,
terrible.
Eminem should not have gotten these chicks to sing these hooks. He should have done it himself.
He was better singing Rhyme and Reason, better than the
right.
Hooks.
He was fine. The hook on Rhyme and Reason I thought was fine because it was them.
Yeah.
It was
it was him.
The hook on Berserk I thought was fine. He should have done that, but he was trying to be too fucking safe. Let me throw these chicks on there to get a pop sensibility to the album. It's whack, man. Fucking spit. If you're gonna call this shit, I'm sorry, Ken. I didn't mean
No, it's cool. I think he did give you some of that, like with the Rap God, and of course he gave you the song where he just kind of spitting and spazzing out. You know what I'm saying? You know, can I support or vouch for all of the hooks? No. And why would I want to even do that? But I think just what he did with this album, what we've heard from him before in his career, nobody knew what we were going to get with this album. Recovery, damn sure, I sure didn't want to know the Recovery, but I'm glad that I got like a mixture of the two, even though I don't like the Recovery songs that's on here, but I like what Eminem did with the album itself.
Most of M's albums, they still sound like M's albums, but they don't sound like anybody else. This album didn't sound like an M album to me. So when I first put it on, I was worried immediately because I did not like Bad Guy. I was man,
like
what the fuck? Here
Damn,
we go.
What did you not like about Bad Guy?
Well, because remember, I'm not a big fan of Stan.
I didn't know that.
I don't like Stan.
Okay. I didn't know that either.
I don't hate the song, but I know, when it comes on, I skip it.
Really?
Because I'm just like, it's boring to me.
Yeah, I like Stan.
It's not a song that I want to listen to more than once. So when this came on, I was like, oh, here we go. Stan Part 2. And I'm sitting here like, okay, this motherfucker is 6 and some change minutes long, but when it got to the third verse and he finally started rhyming, I was like, okay, here we go. Cause there were some weak lines on it. What do you say? I got to the window and I acted like I reached my full potential. I peaked.
Yeah.
M, are you fucking serious?
I think that was potential. I think he did that on purpose.
No, he did.
Yeah, yeah.
Really? Of course he did it on purpose.
No, I mean, I think he made it. No, I think he did a whack line.
There were a lot of whack lines on this album, dog. Come on, man. I forgot what page I wrote my rhymes on. Oh, it's on the Rampage. Come on, man. There were a lot of whack lines on this album, but furthermore, whatever that
that was him joking again, though.
Nah, that wasn't him joking.
That was him joking.
Hold on, man. That was not him joking.
That was him joking.
That was him showing that he's lost his touch just a little bit.
I don't know, man. I think he might be a little more off mark with that. I think he was joking on those weak lines that you're talking about.
Trying to be a little bit funny.
I think he was trying to be funny,
but he's
like, come on, man. That wasn't a serious.
It's not supposed to be serious. What I'm saying is, M has always been funny.
Yeah.
But M's funny lines back in the day were a lot more clever than I reached my full potential. I peaked. Come on, man. That was not rap god potential.
Of course not.
Okay, that's what I'm saying. M is
but I think that's
touch,
the point, though.
Just a little. Nah, man. You be always trying to make excuses for motherfuckers, man.
I'm not.
Anyway, so I got past that song. When it got to Rhyme or Reason, I was like, holy shit. This is the fucking M that I wanted.
Mm.
That song was dope as shit. The fucking zombie sample was just fresh. And the way M was rhyming over it was just dope to me. And then, hold up.
So Much Better.
So I like that track too.
That kind of had like a more Eminem feel, I thought.
Yeah,
to
it
me.
Had an old school Eminem feel.
It had that old
silly.
Yep. It had that Slim Shady, the first Marshmallows Eminem feel, So Much Better.
And Skylar Grey did She did.
And I thought it was gonna be bad. I thought it was gonna be bad. When I saw the track, I'm like, Skylar Gray.
I was like, no more Skylar Gray.
Like, no, I need a doctor.
I was like, no, not no more. I need a doctor.
When I heard it, I was like, holy shit.
Jesus, that was kid shit though.
Not like I didn't care much.
I need a doctor.
Oh,
yeah, that was your shit.
No, I have any issues with. No, I need a doctor.
I'm not talking about that.
But yeah,
no, I can't do that with you. Oh god, okay, yeah, so Brainless was good, Stronger Than I Was, hit another low peak. I was like, I don't know what the fuck you're doing, M. And even when he started rhyming, it didn't get better.
It didn't get better, yeah.
It was like I understood what he was going for, but it was like the payoff didn't fix the beginning of the song. Like, that shit was just bad. Monster, bad again. So Far was good. Love Game, again, like I said, I expected something different, but I was cool with what I got. I didn't expect that type of song from them, and at first I thought it was garbage. When it first leaked, I thought that song was fucking ass. After I listened to it a couple times and I got what they were doing, I was like, okay, this song is actually pretty fucking fresh.
And I think sometimes when you listen,
I mean, it's a good
album,
concept.
When you listen to a song within the album, it kind of makes more sense.
Yeah, I didn't.
Headlights. Now that's the song I did not expect on this album. Of course, the hook was terrible again. Hook was terrible, but the verses, I was like, okay, so now he hates his dad, but he loves his mom again. And I thought that was really interesting, that you've gone from the Marshall Mathers LP where he hated his mom, and he's finally realizing, okay, it's not my mom's fault, it's my dad's fault. I don't know what brought this flip-flop on, but I thought that was interesting. But then my shit hit. Evil fucking Twin.
Yeah,
when he had that line about I'm the top four, and that includes Biggie and Pac, but I still got an Evil Twin with number three and four. Man, I was like, holy shit. M was spazzing on that fucking track.
He finished that shit out.
He did.
Right.
He did.
Thank you.
The issue overall, I thought this album was fucking excellent. I really did. The issue that I had with the album was, one, the production, combined with the hooks. If the hooks were gone, the production wouldn't have bothered me as much. I think the production on a lot of these tracks was a little light, but it was okay. It was just the hooks when they came in with these fucking poppy girls singing. I was like, that's not what I wanted. That's not what I needed. I got that on Recovery. I don't need that again. But if y'all are gonna sit here and tell me that M is not still a fucking dope rapper, I don't know what you want. The dude is 42 years old.
He's not gonna rap like he's 28.
No, I mean, he's not.
He's not.
Grown-up-ass Eminem. Yeah,
but slightly grown up. It's a lot of grown up.
They're a lot of,
he's mature.
Yeah, I mean, that was clear on Headlights, but you know, there are a lot of people, and I hate people. There's just a lot of people just, I don't know what they want from Eminem.
They want to hate Eminem. It's easy. It's easy. It's the cool thing to do now, to say Eminem sucks as a rapper.
I was just telling your brother that.
It's the popular thing to do, to say Eminem's not a good rapper. You know, because I think people think that they sound more indie or more underground when they say, I don't like him. And the same thing goes for Jay-Z or Lupe or anybody else. And I know I'm guilty of not liking Jay-Z, but for other reasons. But I think a lot of people just think it's cool to not like Eminem. But with this album, I think he did what I wanted him to do. He put out an album where it really sounded like he was just getting on a mic and having fun, which that's what I got from the old M. You know, I wanted him to be a little bit more of that troublemaker M, because that's my favorite M, when he's either pissed off at somebody or he's just trying to start shit. And he did it a little bit.
Yeah, because he was like, there's no instincts out here no more for me to rap.
There's plenty of people he can go at.
Of course.
But he chose not to do it. All he did was call Khloe Kardashian ugly.
Because
Asher Roth had that one thing where he said something about M.
Because I didn't see that coming.
I didn't see it coming either. I thought it was kind of stupid.
Yeah,
but it was uncalled for.
It was uncalled for because I don't think Asher Roth was really distant. Even though I've always said I think Asher Roth is not amazing, but I don't think he's terrible.
Yeah.
But he said something about him thinking it's cool that Eminem even knows who he is.
Oh.
And M from what I read, at least, I don't know if this is for fact, what I read, M took that as a shot, like, oh, I'm too old or I'm too out of touch to know who the hot rappers are.
Okay.
I didn't take it like
so
that.
So it was, okay, so it was some bullshit. I didn't know it the story, but I'm thinking like, what? It was when I heard bullshit. Him, I'm like, I had to run. I'm like, wait a minute, did he just go ahead and ask Ruff my asshole?
Yeah. He threw a little shot in there, but think about it, man. There's plenty of people that if Eminem really wanted to, he could go at.
Who should he go at?
I'm not saying he should, but I'm saying if you're gonna call.
But you're talking about that there's plenty of people. Who are some of those people? Let me know.
Okay.
I'm just saying.
He can go at Robin Thicke if he wanted to. He could go at Future if he wanted to.
Miley Cyrus.
He could go at Miley Cyrus if he really wanted to. There's plenty of people. Yeah. If you look at the top 40, that's what he did back in the day. Like, come on, man. I know you didn't grow up with that shit, but you have to know the fucking history.
Oh, no.
Okay, so on Marshall Mathers LP and Slim Shady LP. I know, I'm getting there. I'm saying. If you're gonna call this Marshall Mathers LP 2, and I know he's saying that I'm a more mature Marshall Mathers, but at the same time, I kind of wanted a little bit of that old school, I'm throwing jabs just because I'm an asshole.
Mm-hmm. How many years in between
like on asshole.
LP in this one? Like how many years? Because I remember that show was like when I was in 8th, 9th grade.
2000. It came out in 2000. Yeah. So it's been
13 years.
What does that have to do with the fact that there's still people here to talk shit about?
Right.
But still what a lot of motherfuckers out here. What I'm saying is that he is now older.
I just said that.
All right. So I'm just saying, Mike, do you still go at people the same way? Because even in the 3 years of Dead in Hip Hop, you don't even go at people the same way. If we talking 10 years.
Why you're just reinforcing my point.
But you're saying that he should have. And I'm saying.
No, I'm not. No,
okay.
He just said he wanted a little bit more of a rabble rouser.
Right.
But I'm not saying he had to go at everybody. But the thing about, like I said, if you're on this album saying I'm an asshole and all you're doing is calling people faggots and shit, like that's old. Yeah. We've got that. That's not really. That's still relatively safe. But. And then you're calling, like I said, all you're doing is calling Khloe Kardashian ugly. Like, big fucking deal. Who hasn't called her ugly? You know, like, he could have caused a little bit more trouble and not worried about it.
Like Mike, you know, his overall sentiment is that he thought this was a pretty good project. I thought this was a pretty damn good project, too. Unlike Mike and B, I like some of the hooks. I like Survival. I like Legacy for the entire song, not just because of Eminem's verses. Obviously, that is what pulled me in. The hooks were fine to me. I felt like it fit the song. So I'm perfectly fine with it. I definitely think that this is an overall more mature Eminem, and I definitely fuck with it. I think that, for me, is one of his better projects, because the progression of a hip-hop artist, you know, into his 40s, it's kind of uncharted territory, like Jay-Z, like these guys are still prominent, and for them to continue being and still making great music, in my opinion, yo, I don't know who else at 40 years old is can do what M and Jay do. So overall, I like it. I fuck with it. You already know it bumps in the whip.
I like this project. I was still like a little disappointed. Like Random X, I fuck with the project. I was just a little disappointed because I wanted, you know.
Damn, you went all the way back to Random X?
Because I remember I was anticipating that project so much, and I was like, as much as I fuck with it, I was still, you know, disappointed in it. So this is the same way. I wanted M to do like what T.I. did for Trouble Man. Like, just kind of show us, like, why you the fucking motherfucker. Like, you know what I'm saying? It was still a good album. Like I said, and the hooks, the hooks still fucking rubbed me the wrong way. But M was spitting. M was still pretty good. It has some good, this album has some gems. And it just has some not so good gems. You know, and he took some risks with the Headlights joint, which was cool. At first, that song grew on me, particularly was Headlights. I didn't like it at first. I hated it. But then I was like, okay, yes, this is a good track. But overall, yeah, I like it. Just a little disappointed. I mean, I disagree with people. I don't want to say it's my best Eminem project.
I didn't say best.
You said one of his
one
best.
Of his best. Yeah, I said one of his best. I wouldn't say the best.
No, you said one of his best.
That's a big difference.
I wouldn't say it's one of my best M projects. It's a solid, good project. That's all. I'm going to leave it at that.
But yeah, man, I think with this project, you know, it's really the for what I got from it, it's like the totality of all of Eminem's personas like rolled into one now in 2013 from, you know, everything he's done in the past. And I think it's a good project. I think he did a really good job of pulling that off. You know, he definitely took some risk. I think Fifo brought up Jay-Z, and I think when you look at what Eminem did with this album, and you look at what Jay-Z did to his album, this is it's a clear difference, because Eminem is taking risks. He's been a little bit more creative, and he's still continuing trying to grow as an artist, which is evident by the latter part of the album. You know, some of the shit worked, some of the shit didn't. But, you know, at the end of the day, I like what he did with this project. So yeah, man, I just being able to take that risk with Headlights and So Far and Headlamps and then still give you like some Rap God shit and Brainless and everything else, like, it won't fit everybody, like the pure hip-hop aficionados, but for those of you that like Eminem and for those of you that like Recovery Relapse and all the other shit, you get everything in this album. You can just pick and choose whatever you want to listen to and just go from there. So shout out to Eminem, man, because who knew what to expect when this album came out? Because I sure didn't. So
I did not know what to expect at all with this album. Like most people, I was very worried with him calling it Marshall Mathers LP2. What I was hoping he wasn't going to do is try to resurrect the Marshall Mathers LP. And I don't think he did that. I think he made a more modern version of that album, showing a more sober and clear-minded M. And he's showing, like, okay, that was Marshall Mathers in 2001. This is Marshall Mathers in 2013. Like it or hate it. But you're gonna respect the fact that I'm still one of the best rappers of all time, hands down. You know, I definitely think this is one of the best projects he's done in years. This kills Recovery, in my opinion.
Oh yeah.
Still like Relapse more, just because I love Relapse, but before that this wipes out. This wipes out a lot of those bad projects that he was dropping. Say what?
Like a reset.
I don't know if it's a reset. I don't know if it's a reset because, well, either way, yeah, whatever. Yeah, cool. But yeah, I really enjoyed this album. It was the first thing that didn't sound forced. Like, Recovery, a lot of that shit sounded forced in a way of, like, I'm off drugs and I'm really strong. And then Relapse sounded forced in the way of I'm off drugs, but I'm still crazy. This album just sounded like, motherfucker, I'm off drugs and I want to rap. Like, I just want to rap. I just want to get on a track and fucking rap. That's it. And the lines that were corny, they're to be expected. He's older. You know, he's not quite as witty as he used to be. So you're going to get shit like, they think I rap like a robot. Call me a rap bot. Like, yeah, that line's terrible. But the way he is still playing with words, the way he's still twisting things around, and the way he can flow, like, nobody does that. Nobody can rhyme like Eminem. So, yeah, overall, I thought this was a really, really, really good project. And I think that people are going to be hard on it because it's Eminem.
But because he called it
Marshall, because he called it Marshall Mathers LP too. Because I don't think people don't get it.
They don't.
Well, of course, because he's Eminem. They expect him to be 1999 Eminem. He's not. He's 2013 Eminem. He's older. Let the motherfucker mature and let him do what he wants to do now.
Oh, I'm sorry.
What's up? No, go ahead, B.
And maybe that's why he probably didn't want to. Maybe he didn't want to have a Dre beat on there. Maybe he wanted to.
Yeah.
Do something different, take a risk with doing different production again.
Could be.
I don't know. Because if you'd have had Dre on it, people would be like, oh, yes, it's going to be another. It's going to sound just like, you know, if he'd have had like a lot of Dre production.
I would have been fine with him having some Dre beats on here.
Maybe that's why he probably didn't, maybe.
It could be. But I feel like this album would have been a lot better had he not gotten those poppy, fluffy hooks. I think a lot of that just really fucked the momentum of the album for me. But still, out of like 16 tracks, I only dislike like 4, you know, so that's a real good percentage. Yeah. So yeah, I enjoyed this Marshall Mathers LP2. I got what I think I wanted to get from him. So go pick it up. Stop being so hard on this guy. Damn, Ken, I wasn't gonna say all that, but stop being so hard on him. Stop having these super high expectations. He's not the same person he was anymore.